Welcome to On the Road with the Jaguars, brought to you by ProTrans. The Jaguars have landed in Washington, D.C., actually nearby Virginia, made their way into D.C. for tomorrow night's preseason finale against the Redskins. Native Jeff Lagerman is here. This isn't so bad.
No, it's not too bad, but it's kind of, as Washington, D.C. can be at times, it can be very hot. Today, the high is forecasted to be 93, and it's supposed to be 94 tomorrow, so hotter than Jacksonville.
All right, so the only real question is, who plays tomorrow night?
Yeah, that's a great question. I don't think hardly any of the starters are going to play. I would be very surprised if any of the 22 did. The backups are going to get an extended look, but, you know, it's a great opportunity, Brian. There's some unsettled positions, and I think that defensive back is one of them, cornerback, wide receiver is another one, safety may be another one with Josh Evans or Craig Lawston. But those positions are pretty much the only ones that are to be determined. Everything else, I think you could pretty much call it as you see it, with maybe the exception of left tackle. And I'm talking about the swing tackle, because Sam Young has been playing and getting snaps at left tackle since the injury to Josh Wells. Austin Pasdor is also a possibility there. There was talk about, you know, Luke Bowanko maybe getting some snaps at left tackle. I think tomorrow night's going to tell us a lot about that position.
We were here in week two of last year, and the Redskins were excited. They had RG3 back, and the Jaguars had a rookie quarterback in Blake Bortles, and, man, they had their lumps to take. My, how things have changed in a year.
Well, they really have, and what a transition it's been, because now people are looking at the Washington Redskins as being a franchise of dysfunction. You know, are the owner and the general manager and the head coach on the same page? And RG3 just flat out got outplayed in the preseason. I watched the film of two different games watching him this year. Colt McCoy played better, and Kirk Cousins played better than RG3. His pocket presence is lacking, and now he's got the concussion issue. You know, and Jay Gruden said this week that, hey, it's a good thing to have three quarterbacks. It's never a good thing to have three quarterbacks. You want one quarterback.
All right, so the Jaguars take on the Redskins tomorrow night. Final preseason game. You almost wish you didn't have to play it.
Well, I would be for that. I would, you know, let's go ahead and call it a draw and then head back to Jacksonville and keep everybody healthy for the regular season.
That's the key. We'll see you tomorrow with coverage from Jaguars.com.